Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Yud Tes of Masechet Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the contradiction between our Mishnah and the Braisa regarding Stam Nedarim LaHachmer. The Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon in the case of Harini Nazir Emyesh Bekri Hazem Meyakor, V'Holoch Mitzoy Shenigna Moshe Avet. One who states that he will become a Nazir on condition that the silo contains 100 kor of grain, but he subsequently discovers that the grain was stolen or lost, in which he cannot verify if it contained 100 kor at the time of his neder, does he become a nazir? The machlokes Reb Meir Reb Yehuda regarding stam truma begalil, when one makes a neder for truma in Galil where shkalim are not so frequent. The machlokes Tanakama and Reb Elazar ber Tzadik regarding stam haram in Yehuda, when one makes a neder for haram in Yehuda where chemer kahanim are frequent. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include stam nedarim lahachmer. When a person states a neder that has multiple meanings, but he did not reveal his intentions, the neder would be effective with one meaning and would not be effective with the other meaning. We follow the more stringent meaning and the neder is effective. L'nidna naziris elal hafla. A naziris is only effective when it was mufla, definite, when he accepted the naziris. Therefore, a naziris that contains a tnai, condition, is not effective because it is not mufla at the time he accepts the naziris.